You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 75, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says, don't allow your life to be ruined by the situations in your life and the obstacles that are in the world. They're temporary. All of them are temporary. Remember, love conquers all, Christ over everything. Joining me on today's show is Anton Sears. Anton is married father with three boys. He has been a faithful follower of Christ since 2011, and he's always wanted to help people, especially youth. Now, he gravitated towards them as his first pastor over his life recognized that youth was his calling. Absolutely, Anton, such a need there. Now, he enjoys teaching the youth about God and how important He is to have in their life. Now, he loves to fellowship with other believers. Anton's business is Creative Purpose Publishing, through which he produced his first upcoming book, Christ Over Everything, Leading the Youth Back to God. Anton is a speaker, he's a minister of God, and of course on a mission to help the youth of the world find purpose and God and to lead them back to Him. Now on today's show, Anton is going to share Stop Worrying, Live for Today. In 1 Peter 5, 6-8, God tells us to cast our care upon Him. So why worry when He says, give it to Him? I think we all continue to do that, keep our worries to ourselves. He's also going to talk about stay in consistent communication with God through prayer. How can relationships grow without communication? Great, great point. As well as have faith in God and not in yourself. So welcome to the show, Anton.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm very honored to be on here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the area that you're really passionate about, you know, bringing youth back to God is so important. You know, even when I listen to some of our pastors and the local community and the churches around here, so many youth, sadly, are leaving the church and looking for the answers in other areas which they would find, you know, in Jesus and in God. So thank you so much for that ministry that that you are now spearheading. So you came to Christ, you said, in 2011. Was the journey that you went through very similar to the stories and situations that you hear and now work with youth that are coming back to the church?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes as kids, we go to church and we on the right path, then we can go around to that wrong influence, mm-hmm. and kind of get us off the track.
Yes.
So I kind of dealt with stuff as being lustful to women, drinking, and just kind of ruined my life and stuff like that to a point that I almost complicated suicide. I almost thought about killing myself, being suicide, which is a big problem in the day.
Yes.
So, by Christ, the glory of God, Christ the Son, I was able to kind of get over that.
Yes.
And just influence my life to the best it's ever been. And when you got a gift or something that's free, you want to share it, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and amen. So thank God that He said, you know what, Anton, you're my child. I'm bringing you back into the fold. And now, of course, you know, sometimes, and a lot of people have said this, that their journey, their life story has now become the message and the mission that they're imparting for others. And, you know, just talk a little bit, because I know this is a very sensitive topic, but being that you have experienced it and come full circle and now speaking to that, many youth do feel that suicide is the only way out. Is that, why is that? Is that because of shame? Is that because they didn't feel loved? What were some of the things going on for you and that you now see other young people talking about?
Okay, one thing, I was loved by my family, but I didn't know what love was. And I was going through depression of some sort, and it was just like I was in a mental prison, and I couldn't get out of it. And that was like I was getting beat up in that cell every day, and the only way for me to get free of it was to kill myself.
Yes. Wow. And so I'd imagine when you're talking about that, a lot of even the young men that I speak to, it's like this ongoing recording that's just beating you up, and it turns into anxiety and worry to the point that I have to stop the voices. And as you were saying, the only way to stop that is just to completely end life. And that was true for you too?
Yeah, absolutely. As situations, bad situations happen in life, people say, why God do this, why God do that? And again, they don't have realized that it's an enemy, the devil that's actually causing havoc also.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
And let's talk about what happened, a transition, because I know that for some people, you know, there is a process that they need to go through to not only stop the negative voices, which, as you so rightly said, it's the enemy continuing to poke in areas that are triggers almost for us, aren't they? So what did you do? I mean, obviously prayer is an incredible way to be able to break that. But for you, what were some of the things that you did to help support you through that?
I had other followers of Jesus Christ that was a great example to me.
Yes.
Checked on me, told me how to get through situation, what they went through, what I was going through also.
Yeah.
And I cut my head in the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it, and just continue to be a repetition with it. And throughout the whole Holy Bible, it's like God was just speaking to me. Like, it's 66 books in the Bible. But when you read something, it's like he's talking to you the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I love about what you've said there, and I've heard this said before, you know, often what will happen is we need to stop that negative voice and say, you know what, not listening to you. But then we need to replace that with something that is going to drive us forward and keep us focused. And as we know, the Word of God, when we say that, it says in the Bible that when we resist the devil, he will flee. So when we start quoting, you know, scripture and listening to worship music, I mean, they are out of there. You know, the enemy is so quick because they can't stand that. But that then brings life and peace and a sense of calmness to us so that we can remain focused on what we know is really going to drive us forward. What would you say to someone then that is listening or watching today, Anton, that maybe is a parent or an aunt or an uncle of a young teenager that is struggling with this? What are some key things they need to do to help bring that child back into the fold?
The first thing I would say is a person that's going through, I got a kid, a relative going through stuff like that, you got to listen to them, because you can just can't go into there and say, well, Jesus Christ will save you and stuff like that. You got to just listen to them and just talk to them and show them what you went through so they can see an example. Well, he got through this, and look at his life now. I can do the same thing also.
Yes, yes.
So it's all about being an example of a believer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Jesus just shares that, or does that so well in the Bible, doesn't he, in the stories, in that he showed compassion and empathy by really understanding that person and talking to them and really showing that they understood, or he understood exactly where they were. And from there, when you build that trust and the integrity that, you know what, I really care about you and your situation, that opens the door for people to say, okay, well, what do I do? What are some of the things that you did? That gives you that opportunity then to speak further into that young person's life. Is that kind of what you found when you were going through that process?
Yeah, I was going through that process, and I was like, you know where to go.
Yes.
We got so many religions out here and stuff like that, and you gravitate to the wrong thing, and they just like just tear you down inside.
Yeah.
And you hear Jesus Christ in this story, it's like you just have to be interested, or just give him a try, because we try everything in life, but we never try God.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, and then looking back now to what you're experiencing, you'd never go back, would you? You realize that what you thought was really helpful and supportive and everything in comparison to the love of Jesus just doesn't compare to anything. Would you say that to be true?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I say this is the best my life ever been, and I didn't have so much fun right now.
Yeah.
To a point, if I was out drinking and doing stuff again, I could live this life and not be having no consequences. I don't have to go to jail because I'm intoxicated or kill myself or possibly kill somebody else behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, let's face it. I mean, as Christians, there are situations and struggles and challenges in our life. And we're going to dive into this today. You know, you're talking about stop worrying and live for today. But when we know that we have a Father who loves us so much and who is there no matter what for us, then that we can be comforted even in the situations, you know, that you know, a lot of people struggle with, like death of family and just unforeseen circumstances. So let's talk about stop worrying and live for today.
Yeah, and you know, in life we worry so much about what's going to happen today, our future, but then the scripture says that you add worry to add another hour to your life.
Yes.
Then the issue of worry, it can attack us in the territory of worry and anxiety, and it paralyzes. So point, we can't be productive in life.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps us at one standstill point, and you can't even move because you're worried about this one problem or problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you think about times where previously you were worrying to now, isn't it really just a comfort that when you take it to prayer and say, you know what, I don't need to carry this, I can pray about it. Do you find that sometimes what happens for you is that answers come to you? People who can support you in certain areas and who were always there now come to light, that there are answers that come, whereas previously you were just kind of carrying that worry and that anxiety around for you. How did that fold out or kind of come out for you?
Say it again.
So how did that show up for you when you started to pray and read the Bible, particularly, you know, 1 Peter 5, 6 to 8? What sort of differences did you notice? Resources came to you? Answers came to you? How did that play out for you?
Okay, well, the answers come to me in the oddest ways. Like, and I think in the book Isaiah, it says, God's ways, not our ways. His understanding's not our understanding, so we're not going to understand what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a total stranger comes to you and solve the problem, but then again, when you become a Christian, you still have those doubts, those fears, those worries and stuff like that. And His word, God always tell you, well, give it to me, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle it.
Yes.
And while God's doing that and He gets out of the situation, it strengthens the relationship with you and God.
Mm. Yeah, it's so true. You know, sometimes I hear people who have been worrying about things for so long, it impacts your health, doesn't it? When you worry and you carry stress around, you can get sick, you can get short. It impacts your relationships with other people because you are short, you know, with them, like, you know, the way you communicate may not be in a very nice way. And so when you can release that fear, release that anxiety, it really can give you an incredible outlook on life. And again, what we said earlier is there are things that'll always be happening, but if we've got Bible verses and we can stop that anxiousness and that repetitive cycle and that voice that goes on our head, replace it with scripture and words in the Bible that, you know, we've said, you know, your word is a lamp to my feet. We'll often get the response, and even feeling of calmness is just incredible. Let's talk about staying in consistent communication with God, which of course you mean is prayer. What does prayer look like for you? How do you do prayer, Anton?
Prayer, I got to a point in my life that I pray before I wake up, before I eat. Every aspect of my life, I try to involve God in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when we're kids, we're trained to just pray when we wake up and just to eat, but when you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to tell them every little aspect of your life as your spouse.
Yes.
You want to, and when you know when you're your spouse, that consistent communication, the bond, the relationship is so much stronger, it's the same thing with God. And when you don't have that communication as far as prayer, you don't feel connected to them anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I love? You know, often people will think that God is this unapproachable being that's out there who we, you know, and it's kind of like sometimes I would think God's probably, oh, here she goes again. You know, oh, by the way, I just have something. But He loves that. He wants to stay in, constant communion with us. And so you can pray, as you said, before meals and things, but you even throughout the day, you know, if you just focus your attention to Him and keep that dialogue going. I find that really helps me too. What about for you?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, the relationship with God is more fulfilling when I'm talking to him. If I'm leaving, walking down the street, singing the song, or just talking to him, looking crazy, the other people is watching.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm talking to God and stuff like that. And the confidence in him, the level goes stronger because, you know, he's everything that works, he's good for you.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And I think it's interesting how you're saying, you know, and it's so true. If you've got any relationship that you are trying to build with someone, if you only talk to them once a week or once a month or only when things are going wrong, then you're not really building a strong relationship, are you? That really can bring you through not only the bad and sad times, but also the happy times too, where you'll, you know, praise and thanksgiving, and we're you know, encouraged to be thankful and, you know, woohoo, thanks Lord, that was good. Let's move on to the next project or whatever it might seem for right. someone. Yeah. What are some of the things that you've noticed, maybe yourself or in young people who have started to communicate more frequently with God in prayer? What are some of the noticeable differences that you've experienced yourself or that you've seen in other people?
Well, to see other people, like I was 26 years old when I came to Christ, and to see somebody, a teenager, display their gift, worship, praise God at that such of a young age, it just lights me up because they're just expressing the love they have for him and confidence and joy, and it's just amazing.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Have you heard or seen of the movie The War Room?
Yes,
incredible. I'll just share for people what's about. It's about a woman who is selling her house, and the real estate agent that comes is struggling. It's a woman is struggling with her husband and her family, and she walks into a room and of the elderly lady, and it's her war room, her prayer room, and she has all of the list of prayers that she continues to pray, and does it with intention every single day. And it's incredible, isn't it? When we do that with intention, miracles happen. You know, people's lives get changed, relationships get healed and restored. And it's because I don't think many of us, even Christians, and speak to this if you want, if you feel called to, even Christians don't understand or appreciate the power in prayer. An expectation,
right.
Yes? That we serve a God that nothing is impossible. Why wouldn't we want to spend more time with him in prayer and open up that channel so that he can do incredible things in our lives and also those that we pray for?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think some things, when even a believer, as far as praying, they could take it as a crutch or be forced upon doing it and not just having the joy of just speaking to God.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's right. I think we just cannot recognize more so than the power of prayer. And it doesn't need to be a war and peace. It can be short prayers. It can be, you know, Thanksgiving prayers. All of those prayers just can move incredible mountains that we're stuck with.
Right.
Let's talk about having faith in God and not yourself. Now, in business, this can be really hard, particularly if we like to be in control of things sometimes. Let's talk about this because this is so important.
Right. I know it's a pride thing. We all have the pride issue in our hearts and in our minds and stuff like that. And it's okay to have confidence in yourself with something. But then again, everything should be relied on God.
Yes.
I mean, pride, going back to pride, it's a battle of the spirit, it's a thing of the devil. And two things that will happen with pride, it will either destroy us or God will destroy the pride inside of us. And we like patience, which is a fruit of the spirit, that is hard for any of us to grasp. But then again, we're just so patient and just waiting on God to make the move in our life and just rearrange things he wants to do, and not on our time, but his time is just more enjoyable and just more important.
Yes. Yeah. So true. My brother and I often will laugh. My mother's 98. And she has not been a very patient woman most of her life. And you know that saying, we said, please, Lord, give me patience right now. You know when you're going to pray for things like patience, it's like, now I know I'm just going to have to wait, because that grows exactly. in us as strength, doesn't it? It's like, can't you just zhuzh it like that, which you could, but obviously that's not going to build the strength of patience and that patience muscle that we so often need. And I think also too, it is the knowing and the trusting, and you know, I don't know which verse it is or which quote it is, but it, you know, we live by faith and not by sight. And so that trust that as you pray and you say, your will, not mine, that's actually the intention behind that. That's what he wants. And then once that happens and we do that with all integrity and sincerity, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that is when he can start to move, because it's like, well, now I can start to work with that, because you have given, you know, you surrendered that through
Absolutely.
To me. Not always easy, depending on the circumstances, but I think it's like a muscle, isn't it? If you're going to the gym, as you continue to do that more purposefully, it does strengthen in you. Yeah, for sure. So, Anton, tell us about some of the projects you're working on. So you've got your first upcoming book, Christ Over Everything, Leading the Youth Back to God. How can people get to know more about you and even your website? So once this book goes live and launches, people can get access to that. What's the best way?
Okay, well, actually, the book has been out since March 15th. To be able to order a copy, it's available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can visit my website, www.edtownsears.com. And I'm still joyous. Somebody talk about the book, I just light up, because I never thought about becoming an author. It's something that just happened.
Yes.
And the message behind it is very relevant today, as far as the youth just kind of just throwing their life down the drain and just not living a life full of purpose, just staying away from God. So it's very relevant in this world right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And,
so true. You know, I read a story once of a young child who had one person, just one person, who took the time to have a conversation with them and spoke some truth into that, you know, whatever you want is possible, and just spent time, you know, did time with that person, showed compassion and empathy. And that made such an impact, that one person, on a young man or a young woman's life. But often we don't realize the significant impact that we can have just by, you know, saying hello or being a shoulder that someone can lean on. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for the youth. So again, the best place for to people to access is Anton Sears, AntonSears.com. They can get access to your book and find out. I think it's so important. And so what are your goals? What are some of the things that you're going to be doing in the future? Working closely with groups of youth, or is that all in the process of being mapped out?
it's being mapped out, but then again, this book was God inspired. It's nothing I want to do, but it just happened.
Yes.
So I believe God got a plan for it. And just to open this book open up to a point I can talk to schools and just talk to worldwide, because this book is not a local problem. It's sin and the devil is a worldwide problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just sitting back, being patient,
yes.
just waiting on God to open those doors, because I just want him to be glorified.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so let his will be done, not mine. I just want to let him all have all the glory and
Yeah, absolutely. And what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to speak with you today, Anton, and help you share your story and get this message out to other people who may be struggling, you know, maybe have sons or daughters who have been struggling, searching for something that really, you know, is Jesus is the answer. And I think a lot of people don't realize this, or non-Christians, that we were created with a yearning and a longing for him. We were created
Absolutely.
That way, because he yearns and longs, you know, he wants to have that relationship with us. So
yeah.
So many people go through life looking for something. What is it? Looking for significance in their other worldly relationships, or their job, or their success, whatever it is. And when we realize, you know what, the thing that you're looking for is him, and then through him, all of the other things that he has planned for our lives can come to part. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand or don't find that. However, now you've got this great resource that you have written. So thank you so much for coming on the show. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, Anton, at the end before we close out, is just a word of prayer for you. May I do that for you today?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Anton. Lord, you know, the experience that he's gone through his life, what an incredible, voice that he has and message now to stand up for youth who are lost. Father God, we just pray your blessing on Anton, his family, his young boys, that they too can be nurtured in the love of Christ, knowing that you created them, you love them, and you want the best for them. Father, may his book get into the hands and the eyes and the ears of as many people as need be, that they can also too be the truth and share the love of this youth or all over the world who are searching, who are struggling, and who, Lord, are thinking that the only way out and the only answer is suicide. Father God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that the enemy no longer will have control over these young men and these young women's lives, but that someone somewhere will speak truth and life into their life to lead them to you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and blessings to you and your mission. It's been an honor to catch up with you today and speak with you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for having me on the show.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.